All her life, Elham Balatone wanted to play soccer like her brothers. However, in Sudan, where she lives, women could be arrested and beaten for putting on soccer clothing in the strict Muslim country. She played anyway. There's nothing in this world that I love more than soccer. Please let me play, she said she told her family. For years, she and other women played secretly, until now. Recently, Sudan's sports minister watched the women play in a sports center in the capital, Khartoum, where the country celebrated a new official women's soccer league. Even Balatone's family was happy about it. The new league is about more than a game. Sudan is trying to move away from 30 years of leadership that followed Sharia, a strict understanding of Islamic law that limits what women can do. Officials are making changes after the ouster of former President Omar al-Bashir in April 2019. In November, officials canceled a public order law that, activists say, had been used to discriminate against women. But not everyone is happy. Some extreme religious conservatives are pushing back. Preacher Abdulhay Yosef and others have said permitting women to play soccer will destroy religion and morals. What manhood would allow a Muslim woman to appear before men with her arms, legs exposed and then run before them? Yosef asked religious followers in October, just as the league began. He also said Sudan's Minister for Sport and Youth, a woman, doesn't believe in what we believe in. He called her an apostate. This has resulted in legal action between them. Another pro-Sharia group called on preachers to expose the government's secularization plots. Critics argue that some conservatives are using the methods of the former president, al-Bashir. They say he criticized political enemies, using religious language to control women and stop change. Yosef's words have not affected the league. But Takreed Owada, an official for one of the teams, said the argument was a part of the greater fight for change. Owada said to have a women's soccer league play in Sudan destroys the world al-Bashir created. Under al-Bashir, laws that controlled women and their clothing targeted the poor, uneducated, and political activists, Owada said. Women players were usually left alone if they played quietly, although one group of women was arrested for a short time. Now the moment has come when they can show people that women could play just like men, said Amani Anas, a player for the Al-Tahadi team. The players said there is no conflict between their religion and soccer. I pray and I perform my Islamic duties. I see no problem, Anas said. I'm Susan Shand.